Hello, here we are. Happy Ramble Fap Friday. It's been, it feels like forever since I posted anything. And not because I haven't been horny, not because I haven't been needy and had things to say, but just all kinds of things. Busy, new phone. Mic didn't work with the new phone, etc. So, I, as always, am thinking as I lay here with my toy buzzing all up inside me. I've already had a couple orgasms today, but I just need one more. One more, it's all I'm gonna get until Sunday, so I'm already started, but thinking about people I've talked to in the last few days, audio filth that I've heard from other people in the past few days, and today, oh, some really, really good stuff out there, but I had someone comment somewhere about trying to do an audio that's more quiet, more sneaky. So I've been thinking about that, and I think I'm gonna try that. So here we go. I'm thinking about sneaky, quiet things. Like, what if we work together? Are you my boss? Or just a coworker? Just someone that can't stop looking at my tits or notices every short skirt that I ever wear, what my legs look like, what my ass looks like. Are you wondering if I have panties on? Or maybe you know me well enough to know that I very rarely bother with panties. Are you someone that maybe we're not dating, but the sexual chemistry is there, right? The sexual tension between us. The arms grazing against each other, bumping into each other on purpose. Until that escalates a little bit, you come up behind me and lean over me to tell me something at my desk. You can see my tits. You can see my cleavage. You can see that pretty lacy bra that I have on. And you just reach down over my shoulder and trace that line of my cleavage right there in the office. Anybody could walk by. Anybody could see us. And as I start to vocalize a reaction, you tell me, you know I don't want us to get caught. And fuck. You move your hand around the front of my shirt and just grope one of my tits in your hands. And you can feel that hard nipple poking out against my shirt. You tell me those nipples are fucking hard. Don't tell me you don't like it. You can look down and see my thighs squeezing together. Oh. Yeah, my clit's throbbing. Thighs are squeezing. You know I want this. Then what? Where do we go from there, I wonder? Maybe it's a work trip. Maybe we're going somewhere with a bunch of coworkers and we're flying there, so we're on an airplane sitting next to each other. Think about every airplane fantasy you've ever had, every story you've ever read, every audio you've maybe ever heard. Think about having a blanket over our legs, your hand up my skirt, down my shorts, helping yourself to that needy little pussy. Nice and wet. Clit throbby again, nipples hard. You can smell my wet pussy on your fingers. I'm trying to be so sneaky so that that person sitting on the aisle seat isn't aware of what we're doing. Or maybe they are. Maybe they want to watch. Maybe they want to be aware of it and have a hard cock. Or maybe a slippery little cunt, depending on who's sitting there. Maybe they want that too. God, I love the thought of that. Or in an airport. Fuck. God, I'm so needy. I hope I can get through this. Hold on. Okay, even maybe just in an airport. Oh, God, I can't tell you how many layovers I've been on wishing that I could get fucked right there before the next flight. Maybe we rent one of those little workspaces. Yeah, rent one of those workspaces and fuck right there. Put me on my knees. Lay your cock across my face. Yeah, make me messy with your pre-cum. Fuck, make me smell like you. Feed me that cock. Pre-cum all over my lips. Your taste all over my tongue. Fuck. I want to get back on that plane with your cum on my breath. I'm also greedy though. I want it leaking out of my cunt. I want it filling my freshly fucked ass before we get on our next flight. Oh God, I love that. Or on the other end of that flight, now we're checking into our hotel. I know people love hotels. Hotels make people so fucking needy, so horny, so filthy. I'd love to hear how you feel about that. Would you fuck me again as soon as we get in that room? Maybe take a quick shower so we don't feel gross from traveling airports, dirty airplanes. Fuck. All the walking, all the talking to people. I just like to take a shower when I get where I'm going. So maybe it's that in the shower. Oof. Yeah, up against the wall. My bare ass against that glass. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God, I could come right now. Not yet. Fuck. bent over the desk, bent over the table, whatever it is. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, please. God. At dinner. Fuck. Yeah. Like that other audio talking about. A dark hallway. Some little quiet place. Some little quiet place where you can get your hand up under my shirt. Fuck. Yeah, grope those tits. Make my nipples hard. Yeah, make them poke out against my shirt so everybody sees them. Put me on display like that. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Fingers between my thighs as we order dinner. There's so many possibilities, right? Different ways to be sneaky. In a movie theater. Really, really similar to the restaurant, right? If it's hardly anybody in the theater. Or lots of people in the theater. It all depends, doesn't it? Or your wife is home, sleeping, and we've been talking on the phone. Yeah, sneak over. Come on, come to my house, come to my place. We live close enough. Just hope she doesn't wake up. Yeah. Or I'll come to yours. Yeah. On a different floor than your bedroom. Swallow that thick, throbbing cock. Do you think you'd have more pre-cum than usual if I was sucking your cock in your garage while your wife is sleeping upstairs? In the basement, in the laundry room. Oh, it's another one I'd love to hear more about. If that's your thing. If you'd like to fuck me in your own house. Or in your own bed. Obviously your wife couldn't be there for that one, but... tell me. Or... Oh. Maybe you're female, maybe you're someone's wife, and we're at a work dinner, a work event, and we keep making eye contact. Attraction to women works very differently for me than it does men, but... definitely imagine meeting you in the bathroom on purpose, by accident, who knows. Maybe I followed you, maybe you followed me, but no one thinks anything of it because women always go to the bathroom in pairs, don't they? Yeah. Meeting your eyes in the mirror as we wash our hands. And I just need you to kiss me. God, please. I need to know what you taste like. I need a woman's tongue on mine. I need that kiss. It feels so different when it's another woman kissing me. Yeah. Maybe this turns into a regular thing with us. Maybe eventually it becomes so much more. If you're female listening to me and you have a thought about that, I'd love to hear that too. Oh, but right now, I really want you to fuck me. I need to be fucked hard. whether you're someone's husband, whether you're single, whether you like good girls or filthy, slutty, easy little whores. I'll be whatever you want me to be right now. I just need you to fuck me. Please. Please, God, please. Yeah, nice and quiet so we don't get caught. Yeah, whisper in my ear. Tell me what a fucking slut I am. What a useless, pathetic little toy. That this is what I'm good for. Oh. Or maybe it's not that. Maybe we meet up often, we actually like each other, good friends, fuck friends, friends with benefits, neighbors. I mean, it could be anything, but when it comes down to it, I really, really need you to fuck me, please. Oh God, shove your fingers in my pussy. Yeah, oh my. Yeah, do you see how wet it is? Do you feel how hot? Oh God, that's it. Fingers, please. Yeah. Oh God, kiss me. Kiss me. Yeah, I need your tongue. I need your taste on mine. I need your tongue on mine so I can fucking taste you. While you make sure that pussy is ready for you. Oh, I'll wrap my hand around your cock. Oh, fuck. God, your fingers are so good. Oh, God. Fuck, I'm gonna come on your fingers. Yeah. Are you daddy? Do I need to ask your permission, daddy? Please. Please. Please let me come on your fingers. You tell me now. Oh God, okay. My pussy clenching nice and tight. Messy. God. You can tell how bad I need to come. You know. That's why you say no, isn't it? Oh my God, okay. Please. Please fuck me. Nuzzling my face against yours, feeling your whiskers on my skin. My hips grinding against your hand as you tease me. Moving just a little. Yeah, moving so that your cock is close to my pussy. Your earlobe between my teeth. Oh, God. Yeah, please. Tugging with my teeth as I say it again. Please. God, please. Oh, God, please. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, get that cock. Yeah, finally I can have that cock. Oh, God, yes. Fuck yes, slide that cock into me. All of it, all of it. You know that cock's gonna fit. You know I can take that big heart cock. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, wrapping my legs around you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. That's it, daddy. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, God, yeah. Right up against that wall. Yeah, my ass grinding against you as much as I can to take your dick. Oh, fuck. No. No, daddy, please. God, I need to come. Please. Oh, I forgot I was being quiet. Oh, God, I forgot. Okay. Please. Please, I need to come. Oh, God, please. Yeah, no. Now I can. Oh, oh yeah, oh. Oh, God, yeah. Keep going. Don't stop. Fuck me through my orgasm. Like you always do. You know, just keep moving that thick, hard cock inside me. Oh my God, feel my pussy well squeezed tight around your cock. Tits bouncing, nipples so fucking hard as you. Oh God, as you keep taking what you need from me. Yeah, that's it. Keep fucking me. Yeah, don't stop. More, please. Oh, yeah, keep your hand over my mouth because I'm struggling to be quiet. We don't want to get caught. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I want your cum. I want you to breed me right here where we're standing. I want that cum. Into your balls inside my hot little cunt daddy, please. Yeah. Well fucked. Squeezing. Clenching. Tight. Oh. Oh God, I'm freshly orgasmed, little cunt. Pulling that cum right from your balls. So I beg you to break me. Please, please. Oh fuck, I'm gonna cum. Oh God, yeah, again, again. Oh. God, yes. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Sink yourself balls deep in this little pussy and come for me. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, I know you want to unload those balls inside me. Yeah. Throbbing cock. Pulsing up against my cervix. That's where cum belongs, isn't it, daddy? Yeah, I think so. All up inside that little owned pussy. Yeah. Oh God, yeah, that's good. Yeah, let's go back to what we were doing. Yeah, it's fine that your cum is leaking down my thighs. You can watch me lick it off my fingers as we're with other people at the lunch table at work, at dinner on our work trip, on the airplane as that little old lady on the aisle talks your ear off. I'll send you a picture of me licking it off my fingers after you crawl back in bed with your wife. Or maybe the cum I'm licking off my fingers. Okay. That one was all kinds of crazy babble, and I talked about all kinds of things, but oh God, thank you. Thank you for helping me get off. Maybe you're one of the people I talked to this week, or one of the audios I listened to. Either way, thank you, Daddy.